Resilient, Born to Survive, a real-life story of perseverance and hope. Written by Malaika C. Etuk. Narrated by Luana Marans. Copyright 2022. All rights reserved. By Malaika C. Etuk. Chapter 1. Breaking Out of My Prison. Enduring in Silence. The day it all stopped, the nightmare that started so long ago. I'm not sure I can recall every single detail, but being terrified could probably describe my feeling. Sitting on the floor in the corner of my room with my knees against my chest and a knife in my hands, I was determined to end my agony. Something had to happen. I could not allow him to touch me ever again. I would not allow him to hurt me anymore. I had endured this nightmarish in silence for so many years. That day, I decided that I'd rather die than close my eyes once again and bear such unbearable pain. I guess I purposely block many of the events in my mind, but I can still remember some of the horrible things I was forced into. At that time, I used to blame myself and somehow thought I brought that upon myself. Now I understand I was just a child, not more than 5 when it all started. How guilty could I be? No child should ever have to go through something like that. We could start looking for who was at fault, but I surely don't want to go into that. I've learned to let it go. All is forgiven. It's not a simple task to describe this in a chapter of a book, but then again, it's also a way to heal. If you have passed through something similar, you can relate, and you can understand that despite that dark experience, there is hope. It does not all have to end in tragedy. Flashing memories. After so many years, and being sure that I had let go of the past, sometimes I close my eyes, and some memories flash through my mind. As a child, I bled, being torn inside. I learned to cry with no tears and bite my lips when it hurt. As a child, I found comfort in my dreams, because that's where I was really free and safe. Year after year, I kept that hideous secret that overshadowed the happy moments. On the outside, I was still a little girl, but inside, I had grown to hate, to fear, and to suffer. My eyes had been opened to see things no child should be exposed to, and although there was one primary author to my disgrace, I must sadly confess that when he had the chance, he offered me to what I would call a similar twisted-minded clique, for which I had to perform my best. My mother frequently had to change my mattress and buy plastic covers for it, because I unfailingly wet the bed every night. And she even took me to the doctor thinking I might have bladder or kidney problems, not knowing that what I really needed was to heal my heart. I wanted to tell her so many times, but I was so afraid that as an adopted child, she won't believe me. I was afraid she won't love me again. I was afraid that the only person who I thought cared for me would reject me because I had turned into a useless, dirty, undesirable child. Even after that glorious day when it all ceased, it still had negative repercussions in my life, which I could not overcome until adulthood when I allowed God to work on my case, living in my own world. Growing up, I used to live in a world of my own. There was no longer innocence in me, and when my mates talked about the normal girl stuff, I was already beyond that and did not consider myself worthy to take part in such conversations. In the world, I fabricated for myself. I was constantly looking for acceptance and love in the wrong places, with the wrong people. My relationship with boys became a business deal. I would submit whatever they wanted from me in exchange for affection, a tender touch, or just to hear, "I love you." I'd lie and adjust to almost anything to fit their perfect girl design. I was resolute to fill that need of love however I could. At 9, I had long figured out that my life differed greatly from those of my acquaintances. My dog pets became my inseparable friends. I did not have true human friends of my own. Honestly, I was so tired of everything. I would fantasize.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?